Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's still Alice.
It is still Alice.
Everyone's
Don't worry.
Going, what?
What's happening? It's the 50th anniversary of the release of Abbey Road.
More importantly, Sarah wants to stay late for a meeting today, right?
Oh my God, I love meetings.
We're so in trouble.
Well, I don't think that guy comes in on Friday.
No, we're good.
So we're fine. It'll be fine. I haven't seen him on it. Listen, he's busy. I'm sure he went off to wherever he needs to be for this weekend.
We know when to mess up.
Yeah, we mess up on Fridays. Yeah.
His office is open right now, too, isn't it?
Oh, sugar, really?
Honey iced tea.
Oh,
I think it's the cleaners.
The cleaners. Hey, all the doors.
Left it open?
Amy,
sometimes,
the doors close all the doors to the offices.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, sometimes they leave the office doors open. Just close them.
They're in a rush to, you know, clean all the other offices.
Empty all the bins.
All right, listen, guys, enjoy them while we got them. Bryn is here today and Monday. Alex is here too.
Alex! He's killing it.
He's killing it. Anyway. I don't know. It's just, you know, me
he's
and
you. He's doing great. He's doing great.
He's, you know what? He is, he's trying really hard, which I appreciate. I like the effort. It's
yeah,
nice.
I say what you don't want to do is sit there and do nothing.
Right. He actually
look out
he
the
put
window.
A fart sound in this week that was just perfectly played.
Yeah, well, I'm not too happy about that, but okay.
Well, I kind of liked
the
that.
The applause is good. Yeah. You
more
did a couple
farts,
other
Alice.
Things.
He got a little rim
no
shot
farts,
in there.
No farts, Alice.
Say more farts.
No, I don't like that.
Hello and welcome
Hello.
To Friday. You look very handsome today,
thanks.
Vinny.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You got big plans this weekend?
Yeah, I'm flying to LA tomorrow to get right out of the airport, get into my mom's car, and turn around and drive back here.
Get out of that
I
plane.
I can't believe you do that.
Get into mom's car.
After the that week so of driving funny. I do, it is surprising that I turn around
so
and
So she
do
drives
that.
To the airport.
She drives herself.
Slides over to the passenger side. You get in the car and drive the 8 hours back home.
That's right.
Oh, what fun.
Because
when are you leaving?
Of that dog.
Well, and also.
She doesn't want to fly, right? Is that her deal?
No, she flies.
Oh. It's the
it's
dog.
Because there's no one to take care of the dog.
Oh.
And she's going to stay with us for 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So, yeah, it's fine.
That
it's
helps.
Just one of the. That's there's the weekend.
Yeah.
Go there ahead. I'll get up, get back like Saturday night and. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be Sunday morning.
Oh, what time? So you're leaving Saturday morning or?
I leave Saturday morning.
Okay.
First flight out.
Yeah.
I land there at like 9 or 9:30.
Home in time for dinner.
And then I get in her car and we drive back.
Oh my God. What
this
fun.
Isn't the first time.
No.
No.
But
no,
it's your mom. And you know what? One day you'll be like, yeah, I did that for my mom. Of course. She's my mom.
Yeah, I did that for
I
my mom.
My
now
mom.
You do that for me.
Well,
and she's doing you a favor coming over and,
sure.
you know,
yeah, it's all good. I'm not tripping. It's all good.
And then so does one of your brothers fly up here and drive her back?
That's exactly right.
That's great. And then you get to see your brothers,
Uncle
too.
Uncle Jan flies up.
Jan!
Uncle Jan. Hey, Jan. How you doing?
Why do you want to do that guy so much? Do you think?
You know why? Because it makes Vinny jealous. Vinny's jealous that I think his brother's hot.
Yeah. I feel like you want to do Vinny. And
oh,
so
yeah.
The next
that's
step
it. I
want to
do Vinny.
Jan.
I want to do Vinny, but since I can't have
thing.
Him.
Yeah, the next
you know,
best thing.
Right, the next
exactly.
best thing is Jan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, oh my God, I had no idea his brother was so cute. Pretty good for a runner up.
And he's thick too, so you
Dude,
know his.
I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does that mean?
Good. Nothing. None of your business. What do you need? You are on a need to know basis, buddy. Anywho,
we have a contest.
We do.
Oh boy.
It looks like Amy's got the phones right now. Calling number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to the Mill Valley Film Festival screening of Pedro Almodovar's.
You're gonna have it.
You
well,
did
you,
it right.
You got it.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not? Almodovar's?
No, do the other one.
Almodovar's Pain and Glory, starring Antonio Banderas, on Sunday, October 6th at the Smith Rafael Film Center in San Rafael. If you want to go and you want to talk to Amy, call now, 800-400-3697. What you want to do, at Pure Prairie League.
I know.
Amy. All right, great. Alex, Pure Prairie League.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you can do it if you want. Well,
nobody wants
maybe longer
it.
If I do. Longer if I
depends
do.
Depends how long they sing it. Yeah. Maybe you might want to pull it up.
Amy, yeah, what you want to do. Anyhow. Let me see. Do I have a
you
sponsor?
Missed it, Alice.
Time's passed.
Yeah, it's over now. But you can get it for next time. This, you know, Amy's going to be here for a while. And we never stop loving singing. Oh, my God. Fun show today already.
So far, so good. I'm ready to go. Anyway,
I know. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's just go.
I feel like end on a high note, you know? Who's in? The Jerry Springer Show. Jerry Springer Show.
Ooh, I can't believe you're tight. Jerry. I can't believe you're talking about this.
Why?
Because I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Because it's awesome?
Because it's insane, ridiculous. I believe every single word.
I do, too. I believe every word, too. So he does a judge show now. Judge Jerry.
I don't. Has it started?
Let me see here.
Is it coming up? I will watch it just to see his antics.
Well, they don't really say anything much. But the reason this is coming out is because all his old producers are like, you're kidding me. Yeah. This guy's handing down judgments.
Was this, let me just ask you a question, because I don't know this to be fact. It's somewhere jumbled up in a bunch of other memories.
Let's hear it.
Cobwebs, yeah.
Was he not the mayor of Cincinnati was busted and lost his job as the mayor of Cincinnati because he paid for a hooker? With a check?
Yes.
Yeah,
a personal check.
Exactly. That sounds right.
Ding, ding. Yeah. Shame.
So what I'm going to tell you is not going to surprise you at all. However, maybe fans of the Jerry Springer Show will be surprised. Like, oh my God, I was waiting for Judge Jerry.
This guy's judging.
Yes.
The guy that wrote a personal check to a hooker for sex.
Yep.
And
well,
lost
he was
his
the
job.
Mayor.
Right. Lost his job as the mayor.
So he's hearing actual court cases. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where people, you know, the defendant and plaintiff sign away their rights and this guy's the arbitrator.
Is it like small claims?
Probably, right?
Most of these are small claims. So they have a judgment like you can't get more than $5,000.
Right. Something like, right. Yeah. So it's just a little thing and they get to go be on TV with Judge Jerry. So they don't say if it's airing yet or if it's in production, but he's apparently hearing cases and that's not sitting well with some of the people that used to work on his show. Who say basically the minority of their job was producing or doing whatever on his show, that they were basically
wrangling.
In charge of getting him hookers and porn stars.
He continued to do that while he was...
I think he was mayor after he was the star of that show. Didn't he retire from that show?
No. He was mayor early on in his life.
Right, correct.
Oh, he was mayor first?
He was mayor as a younger person.
Yes. Oh, God, I felt like he was there afterwards.
I want to say he was the youngest mayor that Cincinnati had. Yeah.
No, he was... The Jerry Springer Show went on forever, too.
Yeah, forever,
there was no
25, 20-something years.
You'd never think there's a post-that show career because that should have made him all the money in the world.
Well, I actually... I mean,
60
obviously...
Million. He's worth 60 million.
Is he really?
75 years
him.
Old.
Well, 25 years on TV.
Right.
You better
easily
have
25
million.
Years on TV. He apparently decided, I guess... Now I have to rearrange my thoughts on this because I thought he just left that show and went, well, I still need hookers. but I guess once he got fired as the mayor, he went, you know what I should do? I should get a talk show where I just have trash on and then I can bang all the trash.
So they're saying that.
Oh, yeah. They're saying,
tell us.
Basically, he used the show to sleep with strippers and porn stars. This source says, Jerry is morally bankrupt. Producing his show in the late 90s was a small part of the job. Our real job was to get pretty girls, strippers, and porn stars for Jerry to sleep with. Awesome.
Barf.
And by the way, in case you didn't know it, you guys, mind blower here. Most of the guests on that show, totally fake. All actors.
What?
That's what they're saying.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Everybody in the show, involved with the show knew it, says this guy. And
how do you get white trash people that are actors?
You just pay them.
Yeah.
You say, here's what the scenario is going to be. You got to own
it. Doesn't it ruin your life?
I don't know.
You're like, I slept with my mother
and
my brother.
They're not using, you know, people who might potentially get a gig, Oscar-winning gig.
Yeah.
Although I suppose you never know. I wonder if there's anybody that
but
we know their name.
But my trailer park people, they're going to, like, mock me.
Well, maybe they hired actors to play Trailer Park people. Like maybe, you know, I don't know where they taped. I assume L.A. if they were using all these fake people, right?
Burbank, yeah.
So maybe they just held casting calls and made them sign an NDS and
you got
dress
no
them up,
put
fake
in.
Teeth in them. Who knows what the hell they were doing? All I know is in the back room, there was a stripper waiting for Jerry. Hurry up, Jerry. I'm waiting for you.
Well, he says that Viagra made him into a sex addict.
Oh.
He started
taking
Viagra.
Oh, really? That's when?
Yeah. He says that.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like he might have been had a tendency
toward that. He was horny all
the
time, and it's
Jerry
because of Viagra.
Jerry Springer's horny all the time.
Horny all the time.
Horny all the time. So, Radar Online is reporting this. So I guess when this particular staffer found out that he was doing a Judge Jerry show, they're like, you got to be kidding me. This guy is judging other people.
Please, Gloria Allred's doing it. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah. Well, clearly there's some. Look, I mean, that Judge Judy.
She's
I don't know
the
what
richest,
I can reveal about this.
$420 million is what
she's
worth.
She has a place around here because I know someone who.
Stop
see if you can
it.
Figure this out because someone I know got a huge job making things for her.
Like, making things like
doing, redoing the place. I know people in the construction business.
Is
and
that
somebody,
is
it rich?
That dude, is he rich? My guy?
Yeah, rich.
No. Oh, no, it's not Richard. Okay. It's not Richard. It's somebody else who does high-end custom work. And he got a gigantic job.
Napa? Sonoma?
I don't know where. He didn't give me any details. I thought it was in the city. I thought it was in the city.
I would love to meet her. Get me a hookup.
I don't know if I can. I mean, he doesn't know her either. He's working with some contractor who said, hey, I need these cabinets. Oops.
I tried not to say anything. I ruined it. I didn't say his name. You did. It's Joe.
But you're saying it. Stop saying it.
Can't be
just
him.
Take all that out in post, would you? It's not
Jesus.
Him. It's not him. It's another guy I know that makes high.
Yeah, right.
Dang, so she has a place up here?
Apparently.
Wow.
Neat. Yeah, I don't know that
Why
she's
going to
spend
she?
Any time here, but she's certainly getting the place tricked out. Maybe she's flipping it. I don't know.
Look,
I thought it was
like
in the
Judy.
City. Thought it was in the
in city.
See if you can figure it out, yeah.
All right, I'll look
Just
into
see
it.
If, yeah, there's got to be
Amy,
some kind of public record. Amy, see about Judge Judy. Gwyneth Paltrow loves her kids. They're teenagers. Teenagers are tough. So she was on the Today Show yesterday, and Savannah Guthrie asked her, you know, what Savannah has to look forward to when her kids are teens. So she said,
what did she say?
They're dicks.
Oh.
So.
As kids are,
which, you know, certainly I concur with her 100%. They are. They're great. You're like, oh, my God, I'm having an actual conversation with a person who seems to have an opinion about something, as opposed to the 4-year-old whose entire conversation is what and why?
What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Dad?
Mm-hmm. You want tea? It's just water. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she apologized.
So sorry. I said the D word.
God, Gwyneth, always pushing the envelope.
Oh, God.
She's actually saying
something all about Goop.
Yeah, she's, you know what? She is all about Goop. She's actually saying she's sort of lost her passion for acting. I haven't seen her in too much stuff. She does a thing now and then. You'll see her in something. But she's like, yeah, I've kind of lost my passion for that. You know what I mean?
She had her face done. So it's loosening up a little bit. But people are like really on her about that.
Well, there's probably less roles for her as well. I mean,
maybe, yeah.
Sure.
At 47.
Right.
We're old.
Well, that's why we see everyone getting that surgery is because they want roles that they used to walk into them.
Right. Yeah. And there's just a lot of pressure in Hollywood to just keep that look up. And I think that, you know, I think Sandra Bullock's doing it pretty well, although it's getting more and more obvious that she gets a lot of stuff done. But she's, you know, that lady's my age. And
Birdcage was
fun. She looks perfect.
Was it Birdcage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
No, not the... Was it Birdcage?
I don't know.
It
no,
was
Birdcage
was
Bird Box.
Was
a Bird Box.
Bird Box. Yeah. I knew it was something
Birdcage
like that.
Is a Robin Williams movie.
Yeah. La Cage aux Folles. Anyway, Gwyneth is Gwyneth the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so funny, though. I was thinking about her this morning, even before. What is it?
I went... and then choked on it.
Choked on your own spit.
She went out on the Emmys the other day, and she did a walk that the internet is going crazy over. It was something.
What, like she a hit? A oh, here we go. Everybody, what? Go to the radioowls.com/watch.
She pimp limp it or what?
Yeah, you are.
No, it's totally. She just went like.
Oh, like tiny little steps?
Tiny steps.
Was
and everyone
really
wondered
tight?
If it was her dress or my thought, her foot hurt. Like her feet were hurting.
Shoes can do that.
Shoes can do that. And so she was taking these tiny little
Mincy steps.
Morticia steps.
I love Morticia steps.
I know. But the internet went crazy that night over when it's steps.
You know, the 16 people who were watching the Emmys really, they went crazy on the internet
all
about it.
16 of them,
It was the worst rated Emmys, like, of all time.
Was it?
They said it just, it dropped. It was, I don't know. I
no
read
host,
some crazy.
What?
I don't know. Nobody cared?
Nobody cared.
People are done
the
watching
host
TV award shows?
Can be a draw.
Sure.
The hosts the right bring in certain, you know, number of fans.
Yeah.
They should bring out, like, a Chappelle or something and just go crazy. Just
oh, my
go wild.
God.
Yeah, that's
that would
not
be crazy.
Gonna happen.
Wild crazy. Yeah.
You know, I do feel like they wouldn't, they won't do that. They're not brave enough, you know, what or blah, 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 whatever their reasons are. But that's a show I'd actually tune into.
Of course you would.
Because I would be interested to see how Dave Chappelle handled the Emmys. And I, you know, they want ratings. I don't know why they don't get, go out of the envelope. So didn't Ricky
crazy.
Gervais do a couple of Emmys?
Yes.
Those were great. And he took a dump on everyone in that audience. It was awesome.
And people laughed.
Or was it the Golden Globes?
It was the Globes.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that was, I remember after seeing some clips of that one, the Golden Globes that he first hosted. I think he did another one. I think he might have done it the next year or 2 years later. And I was like, I'm watching that. I'm going to tune in for that. He's funny. He is great. Ricky Gervais should host everything. You know, I'm going to squeeze in one more story. Whenever we hear news out of Smash Mouth's camp, it's just, you know, it's not that good. Today, no exception.
Uh-oh.
Steve Harwell. Morning, neighbor.
You're neighbors with him?
No, we all are, aren't we? He lives in the Bay Area.
Oh, right, right. I've partied with that guy.
He got engaged about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Where'd you party with him?
I don't know if, because I seem to remember being at the, was it the California Music Awards?
Uh-huh. Oh, the BAMMYs.
Could have been, yeah.
Was it the,
I think
whatever,
it was the BAMMYs at
the
time.
It was the BAMMYs.
Whatever it was, he was, we were presenters or hosts. I don't even remember.
It was the BAMMYs, for sure.
But he was there. He was, he won. He was drinking, partying. I still partied. This was in 97,
you guys,
8.
Like, interviewed him, and there was a bunch of people you guys interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we also, I want to say Smash Mouth came back and did a summer thing not that long ago.
They did.
Right.
For
and
sure.
I had
and
a
had
great
another
conversation
event,
with him that day.
I want to say a Cinco de Mayo that Steve showed up for.
Yeah, we, so, for, so I'm not trying, I'm just going to tell you the story. Okay. I don't want to, I'm not taking anybody's side on this.
Here's my experience.
All right.
We had a blast.
Dude, I really like him.
He's a fun dude.
I've never had anything but positive interactions with him. His fiance, on the other hand, who, by the way, is in the tribe, like, hardcore.
You mean, surgery tribe.
Hold back hard. I'll let you see the picture in a second here.
Is
they got engaged.
A young girl?
Well, maybe it's hard to tell someone's age. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy and she hasn't had a bunch of work done, but oh my gosh, I got it. So, they got engaged earlier this month. They dated over a year, and the plan was for him to move in this past Monday. But she's now saying his drinking is completely out of hand and it got worse last weekend. And now she says he's been bombarding her with harassing texts and calls. This is his fiance who he's about to move in with. She says he's never done that before, and she contacted the police, and she's filed for a restraining order saying, I'm pressing pause on the engagement. That's what a restraining order does. I don't even think you have to say that out loud. I think you've made that statement.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. Well, she wants Steve to get help, basically. She says that he ordered work on her house, $7,000 for a septic tank repair. And now he's saying, I'm just going to stick you with the bill if you're not going to let me move in. Because he was going to move in. He's, you know, like, let's get the shower and toilet situation fixed. Uh-huh.
Why is he moving in with her? Doesn't he have his own mansion?
Don't ask me. Man, I don't know. Maybe that Smash Mouth money's running out. I don't know.
It's been running out a long time.
So this lady's name is Esther Campbell. And she is saying that she wants him to stay away from her home and work, not contact her by phone, text, or social media. And she wants the judge to order Steve to attend rehab or AA.
Mm.
So Have a great weekend, Steve.
I see 98 was Now and Zen with Smash Mouth.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
There you go.
98?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, that
and
makes
then
sense.
Summer Thing in 2007 okay. with Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah, and I that feel makes like sense. They did like a lot of covers and stuff.
Oh.
I wasn't
you
here.
You weren't here in 07. No. Yeah, he was. I hung out with him like for an hour. We had a great time. I guess all my memories are
yeah.
with you.
No, that's. But we
you've supplanted other
I've,
people.
I have. Well, you were at this the
oh,
Bammies
I
with me.
I remember that absolutely.
But him and I went and did loud guy stuff. You know, like running around with drinks and being, you know, just loud and obnoxious. Yeah. You know that thing.
Hey, you're my best friend. No, you're my best friend.
Backstage oh is being stupid.
We're so late. News is next. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, I'm going to tease you a little bit right now. Well, just a little teaser.
Oh,
there's right. something. There's something coming to town, and at 9 o'clock, you'll find out what it is.
Is it Santa Claus?
It's not Santa Claus, although
Santa
he
Claus
is.
Coming to
don't
town.
Worry, kids. That's happening in December.
It's just coming.
We don't have to. There's no suspense on that. That dude's coming.
Right.
So.
Oh, there's suspense.
Well, am I going to get everything on my list?
Oh yeah.
Isla believes in Santa.
Absolutely,
well, of course she
does because Santa's real.
Yeah.
That's why.
Full on, all the way across
I
the sky with reindeer.
Santa pajamas last night.
What?
I'm not even kidding. This is cool. Like, seems
so
weirdly
you're doing
coincidental.
That one picture.
The no, one he's picture saying he buttoned them onto her, I think. Did you put your own Santa stuff
no, no,
on?
Yeah, no.
I thought he
she
said he
came
bought
in,
some.
No, no, no. She came into my room. I've now hidden from everyone in order to finally get some sleep in this house of lunatics. But she came into my room with her button shirt, her button pajamas. And she said, can you button these? And she said, they have Santa on them. I'm getting ready. This is a true story from last night. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. Now get out of here.
She's all, where are your Santa PJ's dad?
She knows I just, dad just
ready?
Wears underwear. Mm.
But don't you want to wear Santa stuff so he knows that you love him?
Dad gets way too hot. Mm. Can't be in and too but
on
twisted.
But on Christmas night, you'll wear those,
no,
right? For the family photos and
for
everything.
For the photo. Right. Exactly.
We're not going to start this argument again.
Oh, we
what
are,
argument?
Though.
Why would there be an argument?
It's Friday. There isn't an argument. You're right. Yes, I'm going to put those pajamas on. I love it.
Perfect.
Yay!
Now you're really learning how to be a husband.
Yeah, and dad, right?
Just agree.
Right. You guys are jerks.
You just smile and do what all the ladies in your house tell you. And everything will be fine. Anyway, there's a big concert announcement. There's a big announcement. 9 o'clock
can't
today.
Wait.
I'm going to tease it a lot today.
Okay.
But I was just reminded of it, so.
Welcome.
All right, so let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So yesterday, I began an update out of Iowa on the beer guy.
Yes.
The beer fun dude. And as we were discussing that he now generated up to, $1 million with matching from Busch Light and Venmo and others, he'd gotten this incredible amount of money put together to donate to the Iowa Children's Hospital right there on campus at the school.
So it was a beautiful story.
It was a wonderful story.
A funny story with a happy ending.
And we'd even discussed, or at least I'm of the opinion, that in some ways this guy's peaking. He may have kids, and that'll be obviously, or a wife, or a husband,
sure, he'll
whatever.
Go on to have a regular
he'll
life.
Have other things in his life that will stand out, but he'll always be the guy that donated $1 million to a children's hospital.
Based
and that's
on his
huge.
Funny sign on ESPN game day.
And was an internet was at least a national star for a minute there.
I'm sure radio stations all across the country have been following this.
So then, as we were reporting the story, that some reporter had dug up into his history on Twitter and found some racist tweets.
Right. Apparently jokes from Tosh.0.
I didn't even, and as I've updated myself on this storyline, I still haven't looked up the jokes. Because it doesn't really matter any. It like
this guy said racist.
Right. So the part that got me yesterday as we were discussing the story and people were texting in was that some reporter had dug into his Twitter history, found these things, and I was thinking it was just a slasher piece. Like, here's when do we hear about Iowa other than the presidential elections?
Right.
Never.
Right.
Zero.
Never.
This was the like a really cool story. And someone there from the newspaper dug into this guy's history. Right. And I thought, oh, it's a slasher piece.
And it's funny, too, because I can see someone digging into someone's history because they're going for a high-profile job or they're making some big statement about something that's controversial. So, okay, let's dig in and see what you're all about. There's no reason to dig into this guy's history. This is just a guy who's riding a wave and making a huge donation and is going to fade off into the sunset.
So here's the background on this now that I've had a chance to read it. So the reporter that was put in charge of the story was going to do a fluff piece on this dude.
Oh.
This was supposed to be a nice story about a boy from Iowa who generated $1 million for the children's hospital. The guy, in his effort to be
thorough,
a reporter and mm-hmm. check everything out, was digging through his Twitter, I assume, for general knowledge.
What's this guy all about?
Yeah, not to actually burn the guy. Then he found those tweets and actually went to his editor and said, what do I do?
Mm.
How does this fit into the story?
Mm.
And then the editor, actually, this is the Des Moines Register we're talking about. The editor find themselves with a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
People are donating money to this guy. This is part of this dude's story. We now know about it. As journalists, is it our job to report what we know?
Right.
Their decision was to put it in the story, but not as a headline.
Right.
Before they even printed it, it had already gotten out.
Oh.
So for the newspaper's purposes, they're saying, we hadn't even printed that story yet.
But then,
just to finish it out from yesterday, the reporter himself who'd written the story and it did come out, people got mad. They were defensive of this guy because they felt like, hey, here's a guy who makes the news other than Iowa looking good and not because of the presidential elections.
Right.
And people got defensive and they looked into this reporter's history and they found more than what this kid had in his or what this man.
Oh, like what kind of stuff?
Gay stuff.
Oh, like homophobic
N-word
jokes?
Stuff, yes.
Oh.
Like this reporter found himself in a hot seat.
Yeah.
The reporter's now left the paper. It's one of those situations where they didn't say whether he was fired or resigned.
So he's canceled now.
Yeah. So the reporter has now had to come out and apologize on top of this.
Oh, my
The dude's
goodness.
Name is Carson King. He was the guy who raised the money. He has also apologized. And I'm not in defense of people being racist at all, but it is unfortunate that now this guy's good work has been undone by his own hand.
Uh-huh.
But that's, I guess, as we talked about it yesterday, the lesson is don't tweet stuff to be some kind of comedian when you're not.
Right. Mm.
Get rid of your Twitter today, people.
You know, it's just true. You might be better off without it. You know, I'm going to say another thing that I'm learning from this thing is, if you dig into someone's Twitter and you find some racist stuff, before you tell anyone about it, dig into your own Twitter.
Look at yourself
and think hard about whether or not maybe you should delete some of your stuff before someone digs through your Twitter.
What's this, guys?
This is just gross. What's gross is that we have a platform where we're putting this crap and it's staying forever.
And it's our own crap.
Calvin, let me find the right.
It's true.
I gotta find this.
Dang, Vinny, I can't believe that reporter now doesn't have a job.
And the reporter, so I was looking for the guys. Critics question why Calvin had dug so far into the past of a previously ordinary person who wasn't directly profiting from his newfound accidental fame.
Right.
So people were feeling like he went after this kid. Anyway, as far as the Anheuser-Busch says, we had to separate ourselves from this guy, even though they had planned to put his face on the cans.
They did. I saw it on Good Morning America last week.
Right. But they've had to now pull that. That's not going to be a campaign that they'll be running. Anyway, the reporter...
Listen, everybody. Honest to God, what Uzi said is true. Delete your Twitter account. And this is
you
not...
You don't need it. Come on.
Yeah, you don't.
Between 2010 and 2013, yeah. Calvin, this guy, this reporter, had published tweets using a racist slur for black people, made light of abusing women, and used the word gay, mocking the legalization of same-sex marriage by saying he was totally going to marry a horse. So he's going, you know,
great. That's
back
great.
Into 2010, and yet,
oh my God!
Now Calvin who's begun deleting all his old tweets, has also issued an apology. Just want to say that I have deleted previous tweets that have been inappropriate or insensitive. I apologize for not holding myself to the same high standards as the Register holds others. So they found this has just become a mess. It's unfortunate. It was a really neat story for a minute there, but I wanted to get to the bottom
of
it.
Now it's a tangled web.
It is.
Yikes.
Super unfortunate.
Well, I do think sitting here on the outside of that, looking in, it really makes it clear that Twitter is bad.
Yourself!
And that you should really think hard about what you put on your social media. That stuff will haunt you forever. And listen, if you're going to start throwing stones, you better make sure your glass house is in good shape.
Order, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's the...
This is the world we live in.
The latest.
People's lives are ruined overnight based on mistakes they made 10 years ago, and it was a pissing match. Oh, you're calling this guy out? We're going to call you out. It's just, I mean, that's the world. And listen, they shouldn't have had those things on their Twitters.
Right.
For the world to see.
I said this before, but I have a friend that was a big-ass deal in news here in the Bay Area. He tweeted something, got fired the next day.
I don't remember hearing that story.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that story.
I can't wait to hear all the
details.
It
had to do with some tragedy that happened locally, and he
was flipped about it?
Yes.
Oh.
And got fired.
Even dummy me knows, you know, you got to take a little time.
Yeah.
Too soon.
It's all too soon.
It's all too soon.
You shouldn't say something like that.
Well, you know what? Right. But the thing is... People do. People talk. Yeah. And we forget how many people are paying attention to us.
Mm-hmm. And he's still struggling to this day.
I'm sure he is.
And it's been years.
Well, I was trying to say this the other day about actors and radio have this in common. It's a unique experience you have that you can only do in that particular job. And outside of that work life, you're like, this doesn't translate to anything. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I can only do
right.
that.
Right.
You know,
Amorosa. Find yourself in a line, you know, to apply for some job that.
Well, like, you know, what's Johnny Depp going to do besides act?
Right. Well, he carries with him the mantle of everything that he's. I mean, imagine that guy trying to, like, get a job. I mean, I.
Hello. I'm here
makeup.
For a job at Best Buy.
Right. Yeah, I really am pretty well versed in some of the technology you have here, and I feel like I could really do a good job selling it for you.
Where are the cassette tapes?
Yeah. Where's your cassette section? Do you have a CD section?
Yeah.
A 47-year-old guy named Steve Whitehurst was out shopping at a mall. He lives in England, so this story, you know, crossed the pond.
Nice.
Anyway. This was last Sunday. He was with his 46-year-old girlfriend, Mandy Shenton. Steve Whitehurst, 47, shopping.
Fun.
Right? Normal old day.
Sure.
Right after he bought about $500 worth of clothes, the store manager confronted him. She thought he'd shoplifted some stuff by shoving stuff down his pants.
Oh.
And she pointed right at it. I can see you've stolen some of our things. Eventually, Steve said, look, I'll happily show you what's in my underwear. A male security guard went into a separate room with him. And that's when he unfurled 10 inches.
Oh, boy. So everyone thinks he's shoplifting all the time, but he's really just packing a torpedo.
Hey, Steve, right? Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get his name right, Uzi.
Steve
hey, big
says,
boy.
Oh, Steve.
He's outraged over how he was treated. Although making the news as a guy with a 10-incher ain't bad.
he seems happy right now.
Hi, oh, Steve.
They say Steve was acting suspicious.
Well. Acting suspicious?
And he was abusive to the manager when the manager confronted him.
Well, mushroom slap.
He did just spend $500 at her store.
And it was mushroom his wiener. Slap.
Yeah. And that is what I'm packing. I didn't steal that.
He also says, no one even asked me to clear this up by dropping my pants. I did it so I could leave.
Right.
I just wanted to get out of there.
Wow.
So he had wound up having to show his junk to somebody.
Right.
That's a lawsuit.
Oh, well, it is.
I'm sure
it will be.
Awful. But yeah, I'm going to see. What Steve's last name? I'm going to see if I can find a picture of Steve.
Yeah, let's check him out.
Steve Whitehurst.
Whitehurst. Steve.
See what those pants look like.
Oh, you think there's got to be a picture?
Well, sometimes you and I will look up like John Hamm images of John Hamm walking in.
Oh, you see it?
Oh, you can see it.
Not the whatever we're looking for, but the guy he pops right up.
Well, his girl. What's going on with his
girlfriend?
What's
he look like?
I don't know. This is just a picture of him.
Yeah. What do you mean? What's going on with her? She's just
scroll
some
down.
Lady.
I see her belly.
Her belly.
She's wearing a belly shirt.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, boy.
You like that, Sarah?
He does have some stuff jammed on there. I don't because I don't even understand what he's wearing.
I think he's pulled
he
his
wearing?
Jeans down and has exposed his underwear.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to go
the biggest underwear I've ever seen. It looks more like swim trunks.
There
I'm not sure
is.
What the hell that is. Yuzi, come in. You can see it.
I'll be the judge of this. What's happening?
Yeah, he's just got bad fashion choices.
Points right at
it. He bought $500 worth of horrible clothing. He's got no taste. He should go to jail for that.
Yeah, he looks like a fool.
Yeah, I'm not like. Unfortunately, he got one of the good ones.
I wouldn't do him.
Oh, you wouldn't? No. Even with that, what he's got? Hmm. Just put a bag over his head. What?
Would you do that?
No, but I'm not a size queen.
So. Oh, all right.
I mean, yes, I am, but. Still.
Well, he's just ugly, so.
Yeah, he's not attractive.
My wife knows someone who went on that show as a love triangle. They did it for the free trip and the first class flight.
Jerry?
Oh,
Jerry Springer show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. As part of a love triangle. Act it out, kids.
Dumb.
Someone wrote in an experience they had with Steve from Smash Mouth, but I'm not going to report it because it could be slanderous.
Not true.
It's not.
Listen,
I don't know.
We've had nothing but good experiences.
I have had
guy.
Fun with that dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then again, that was 30 years ago, and he still seems to be at the party.
Yes.
From what
his fiance is saying, or his possible fiance. Those wedding plans are on pause. Oh, did I wind up showing you the photo of the girl?
No.
That he's going to marry?
You did not.
Esther?
Yeah, Esther.
Her name's Esther.
Yeah.
Her name's Esther.
The only other Esther I've ever known was Lewis's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only Esther I've ever known in real life.
Here's... I feel like I've known Esther's my entire life.
Esther is in one of my songs, the name Esther.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Her name is Esther, and your dad's a molester. Yeah. No, your mom's a molester.
Right. Your mom is my best. That's my best song.
Yeah, how
song.
Does it go again? I forgot.
Under your mom's where I want to be.
No, that's not
your
yes,
mom.
It is.
Your mom.
That's what
your
it's called. Your mom
is where I want to be.
She bakes me cookies.
She gives me nookie. What
before
else?
Before I met your mom,
I was a rookie.
It's a good one.
Come on.
We should sing that one.
Yeah,
we just did.
I don't...
Actually, we have it somewhere. It's on, you know what? It's on that Best
what?
Of Serendipity
right
CD.
Oh, play it.
Well,
I don't think we're allowed to play that.
Sure,
I
mean, we can play
it.
That's
great.
We can
play
it. We have 30 seconds.
How much of it do I play?
Just play the first verse.
Okay.
Crank
okay.
it up. This is Vinny's band.
Right now, someone's going, you missed your part.
I know. Okay, start now. Here we go. And go.
Yeah. I was a rookie!
Ay, ay, ay.
So good.
Who did the production on this? It's great.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't remember.
We went to, I think DiNardo was the one that found the studio that could do it for us.
Yeah.
But we had to go cut that.
Mm.
Like, that wasn't something that was done here.
Oh, I thought it was live from the Bimbo's.
No.
Oh, no. They did do it there, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't cut it there.
That sounds too good to be live there. This is really good.
Yeah. Before I Met Your Mom.
I was a real gay.
Anyway.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.